ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपास्तमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुः सुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः इन् एक्स्प्लैनिङ्ग् द इम्पार्टेन्स् आफ् कर्मयोग भगवान् मेड् वेरि क्लियर् हू डस् नाट् नीड् टु डू एनी कर्म अट् आल् ओन्ली अकृतार्थः अज्ञानी नीड् नाट् डू एनी कर्म because there's nothing which has to be attained by him, nothing which has not yet been attained by him. Even Bhagavan is in karma. Bhagavan involves himself in activity, though there's nothing which has not yet been attained, nothing which has yet to be attained before Bhagavan. So as a karma yogi, a person should do one's duties, nityanaimittika karmas, consciously, as an offering to Bhagavan, having one's focus on mental preparation as a discipline, sadhanatvena, one should do karma as a means of preparation. And after attaining the jnanam also, one should continue to remain in karmas for lokasangraha. So jnani also has to perform for lokasangraha. Ajnani as a karma yogi also should perform karma for mental preparation as a discipline. There is no choice of not doing any karma, even though jnani does not need to do any karma. This has been made very clear. At the same time, even taking to a life of sannyasa also is not allowed for all the people. So whether a person takes sannyasa or not, still, as a jnani also, one has to do karma for lokasangraha. But a jnani's karma does not incur punya papam. Why? Because there's no kartrutvam, there's no bhoktrutvam. So jnani performs karma because abhasaha, why it's abhasaha? The actions performed by jnani does not produce any punya papam for the jnani. That's why it's abhasaha, to falsify it. But still, the world enjoys the benefit of jnani's activities. That is the idea. What we saw here yesterday, having talked about the great royal sages like Janaka, Ashwapati, etc. Bhagavan said, especially having the position of somebody in society as a leader, as a prince, as a king, as a celebrity, one has the responsibility of being a good role model for others to follow. From that standpoint of being a prince also, Arjuna has no choice. He must do his duties. And Bhagavan explained that in verse number 21. Then Bhagavan said that Arjuna should look up to Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan continues to be in karma. Let us read from verse number 22. name parthasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nana vaptam avaptavyam vartayeva cha karmani. This is a very important verse. Know why? Puja Swamiji, you should say this. When Bhagavan says that he continues to be in karma, even though there's nothing that Bhagavan needs to attain, accomplish, nothing just not have been accomplished by Bhagavan, because for Bhagavan, everything is the self, one's own self. The Trishulokeshu kinchana kartavyam nasti, avaptavyam nasti, anavaptam nasti, karmani vartyayeva, I continue to be in karma, Bhagavan says, which means, where is the question of our asking, having any doubt whether I should do or not? After listening to 22nd verse, we should not ask the question whether I should do something or not. I must do. What I should do? Only Nitya Karmani. Only Nimittika Karmani. So doing Nitya Nimittika Karmani once means doing one's duties. Doing one's duties means what? Doing the needful in keeping with the situation. One has to be doing where one is placed, how one is placed. Accordingly, one have, if possible, physically healthy, mentally healthy, one must do, one must involve oneself in some activity or the other which is contributive for society's welfare. There's no question of asking. If Ajnani, yes, focus must be on mental preparation, because jnana must be the goal. We should not forget there's no attachment towards the results of actions. There's no dependence on results of actions for one's happiness and security. It's a jnani, there's no punyam, there's no papam, there's no kartutvam, there's no bhoktutvam, still until the last breath, as long as physical health allows, as long as the situations allows, one must do the best of one's, to the best of one's ability, whatever is possible for the society. But what should be avoided? Kamya karmas can be avoided. Pratishiddha karmas should be avoided. Pratishiddha karmas, prohibited activities which are against dharma, which will disturb the order, should be avoided. Kamya karmas can be avoided. But nityamitya karmas must be performed. How can we understand what are they? One has to continue to live a life of panchamahayajnas. This is the explanation here. In Bhagavan's 23rd verse, Bhagavan said, Yadi, I think this is where we left. Yadi hyahannavarteyan jatu karmanya tandritaha mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvashah. Human beings are always of the psychology, that understanding that they are always inspired by leaders, they are always like heroes, and they always follow what others do also. And then easily they can pick up even unwanted things also. Suppose Bhagavan says, if I did not do what I should, at all, anything. If I remained Arjuna, no, or if I was not involved, I was not involved in activities without being lazy, without remaining inactive, if I was not involved, then people also would follow my own path. Then what would have happened if Bhagavan Krishna did not do anything? So seeing Bhagavan Krishna, others also do not do anything, means these results of such actions do not happen immediately. The consequences of great people not doing something, even though they do not have any, there's no loss for them. Bhagavan did not do any karma, there's no loss for Bhagavan. If a jnani does not do any karma, there's no loss for him. Of course, for him, there's nothing to be achieved. There's no punyam or papam. But there would have been a great loss for the world, because the world itself would be ruined. Not immediately, not overnight, in due course of time, in the long run. Because the consequences will be met with much later. Much, much later. So Bhagavan says, उत्सीदेयुरिमे लोकाः न कुर्याम् कर्म चेदहम् शङ्करस्य च कर्ता स्याम् उपहन्यामि माः प्रजाः. सो इमे लोकाः उत्सीदेयुः, ऑल दीस वर्ल्ड्स विल पेरिश. यदि अहम् कर्म न कुर्याम् चेत्, इफ आई डू नॉट डू even as an avatara purusha, if I do not do whatever I am doing now, not that I have to do, even if I do not do what I am doing now, these worlds would perish later on. Not that it would happen immediately, overnight. Gradually there will be consequences. The seeing Bhagavan, some would not do, and seeing others, some other people would not do, in the long run, it will become spread widely, this habit of not doing something, not being contributive. In the bargain, there will be chaos. How? There will be people who would deviate from doing their duties. People would stop living a panchamahayagnas. Then what will happen? Even the goal would be forgotten, moksha would be forgotten, jnana would be forgotten, and arthakamas will become their priority, the material items will be their priorities. They would not even know the value of dharma. Then all their activities would be completely adharmic also, that there's a possibility of only involving themselves in improper activities for accomplishing the material ends. This is how they will be disturbing the universal harmony. They'll be disturbing the universal order. When the order becomes disturbed, which is then it will result in the destruction of human beings, destruction of other living beings. So disturbance of order means disturbing the inanimate beings will result in disturbance, the destruction of the living beings. This is how there will be great destruction, ruin. This is what Bhagavan says, Ime lokaha utsideyuhu aham karma kuriyam chet. Not only that, Bhagavan says, Sankarasecha kartasyam. So I'll be the karta, I'll be responsible for even the confusion, mixing up. Imaha prajaha upahanyam, and in the long run, the bargain, I'll be destroying these people also. It is not this Bhagavan, a jnani or avatara purusha not doing something contributively will not do any harm for them, but it will result in the long run destruction of the world and destruction of the beings. So Bhagavan says, Utsideyuhu. I'm seeing the 24th verse Bhashyam. These were we left yesterday. Utsideyuhu means vinashyeyuhu. Please make a note. Nashyanti, nashyadhatu. Nashyati, nashyataha, nashyanti. Nashyeyuhu, V is a prefix. Vinashyeyuhu is what? Potential mood verb. Utsidanti, vinashyanti. Sidanti, utsidanti is equal to vinashyanti. So utsideyuhu, vinashyeyuhu will perish. Ime lokaha, all these worlds may perish. That's the literal meaning. All these worlds will perish. Which means there'll be big disturbance in how inanimate elements and elementals function. So he says, Lokasthiti nimittasya karmanaha abhavat. Oh, Bhagavan not doing something, an avatara purusha, Krishna, when there's no requirement on his part to do anything, and he still, if he does what he's been doing, if he does not know what will happen, Ime lokaha vinashyeyuhu. All these worlds will perish. How? Shankar Bhagavatpada explains. What does it mean by saying destruction of the worlds? These worlds will perish means what? He says, Lokasthiti nimittasya karmanaha abhavata lokaha vinashyeyuhu. See, abhavaha, there'll be absence, there'll be lack of activities. There'll be karma here means what? Panchamaha yajnas. So due to in the long run, not immediately, consequently, following Bhagavan, when people slowly give up what they had to be doing, holding on, taking Bhagavan as an Bhagavan as an example, then there will be what now? There will be absence, there will be lack of the Panchamaha Yajnas, which means due to the absence of karma. So karma here implies what now? Even the following the discipline of Panchamaha Yajnas will not be there. And which is, and the living life Panchamaha Yajna is very important. Why? That alone contributes for the sustenance of the universal harmony. Lokasthiti means sustenance, maintenance of the cosmic harmony, the universal harmony, universal order. And that's why lokasthiti nimittam is what? Karma. Karma implies what? Living a life, doing the needful in conformity with dharma. So doing the needful in conformity with dharma means what? Living a life of Panchamaha Yajnas, involving oneself definitely in nityanimittika karmas is very important. Therefore, karma na kuriyam chet aham. If I do not do what I am doing now, then in the long run, the worlds will perish as a result of absence of the activities required for maintaining the cosmic harmony, universal harmony. Kincha, Bhagavan says, not only there will be destruction of the world, Sankarasacha kartasyam. Yes, Arjuna mentions about the Sankara, not Shankara, Sankara. Please be very careful. Shankaraha, palatal. Sankaraha, dental, sakara. Okay? Sankaraha, Shankaraha are different. So Shankaraha is the one who bestows auspiciousness. The doer of auspiciousness, bestower of auspiciousness is Bhagavan Shiva Shankara, then Adi Shankara Bhagavat Pada Shankara. But this is Sankaraha. Sankaraha means mixing up. Mixing up of duties, mixing up of the people of different, predominant gunas, varnas, all this will happen. Okay, once universal harmony is not sustained and maintained by living appropriate way of life involving Panchamaha Yajnas, definitely there will be adharma. If what is right is not done, there will be choicelessly wrong, something wrong. When the things will be against dharma, it will end up what? Even in the mixing up of varnas and even people doing not their respective duties. It's all sankara, confusion. Sankaracha kartasyam. Tena karanena. So by contributing for the being irresponsible of their duties, by contributing for mixing up of the people of different predominance of gunas, etc. That is how, thereby, I will be destroying these people also. Imaha prajaha upahanyam. When Bhagavan says, Bhagavan does not mean that he has that doership of this, he will do it by killing. How even the Bhagavan will not attract any papam. Bhagavan has no papam punyam. But still, there will be contribution for the disorder, disruption in maintaining, sustaining the universal harmony. So Bhagavan says, Tena karanena umaha prajaha upahanyam. So prajanam anugrahaya pravruttaha. Actually, having proceeded into this world as avatara purusha, specifically for conferring grace upon the people, blessing the people, now upahanam kuriyam, instead of protecting them, blessing them, I'll be destroying them. I'll be doing the destruction. I'll be doing the ruining of these people. And being a lord, mama ishwarasya ananurupam apadyeta. Apadyeta means there will happen the situation of having to be involved in something which does not befit my position as the Ishvara. So mama ishwarasya ananurupam apadyeta. See, the very important thing is what? Bhagavan, who does not need to do anything, is talking about the importance of doing something. And he emphasizes even a jnani should do something. Jnani will do something. Why? Because there must be this awareness. If as long as we are physically energetic, mentally alert, intellectually sharp, even as long to the best of our ability, there must be something done contributively, but without any attachment. Well, the attachment will not be possible. Attachment will be possible. The detachment will be possible only if there is jnana. Only then there can be, one can happily contribute for the welfare of society if there's independence. And the independence, for freedom, for one's fullness, one must be leaning only on jnanam. So one must pursue jnanam. Jnanam must be the goal. Accomplish jnanam. And after accomplishing jnanam, also, there's no question of not doing anything. One must continue to do. Because as karma abhasa, because one must always remember, not doing anything in the world, in the long run, will contribute for the social, the disruption in the universal order. How, it's not elaborately discussed now, but it is a must. That is made very clear. We'll go to the new verse today. Yadi punaha aham iva tvam krutartha buddhihi. Bhagavan Shankar Bhagavatpada introduces the following verse. Arjuna, aham iva tvam krutartha buddhihi. Krutartha buddhihi means what? Yaya buddhya artha krutaha. Yasya buddhya artha krutaha. Saha krutartha buddhihi. So yadi punaha aham, adi yadi punaha aham iva means what? In English we say like me, isn't it? Maam iva we don't say here, aham iva. Yadi aham iva tvam krutartha buddhihi atmavit. If you are like me, as a purna purushaha, as a person of fullness, as an accomplisher, accomplished person, or if you are a jnani, atma with an over of the self, anya va tasyapi atmanaha kartavya abhavepi. even though there is non-requirement of having to do something on your part, still, see, Atmanaha Kartavya Abhavepi. Even though there will not be any requirement on your part to do something, as a jnani, even if you are a jnani Arjuna, even if you are like me Arjuna, if you are a Kritartha Buddhihi, if a person of accomplishment already, like me, the Ishvara, or like any other jnani, if you are already accomplished person, even if there is no need for you to do anything also, Kartavya Abhave Api, even though there is no need for you to do anything, Kartavya Abhave Api Atmanaha, still Para Anugraha Eva Kartavya It Kartavyaha Para Anugraha Eva Kartavyaha Eva. Very nice. See, very important sent word is what? Para Anugraha. Paranugraha Kartavyaha Eva. Paranugraha Kartavyaha Paranam Anugraha Paranugraha. For blessing others, for the blessing of others, for the anugraha means for the welfare of others. For the welfare of others, for well-being of others, things, what should be done must be done. Kartavyaha eva. Paranagraha kartavyaha means what? Whatever has been done must be done for the sake of others. Means for the welfare of others in the world. So he says, how one should do? So there's no choice of not doing anything. Sakta karmanya vidvamsaha yatha kurvanti bharata. Sakta karmanya vidvamsaha yatha kurvanti bharata. Kuryad vidvamstatha saktaha chikirshur loka sangraham. Kuryad vidvamstatha saktaha chikirshur loka sangraham. Sakta karmanya vidvamsaha yatha kurvanti bharata. Kuryad vidvamstatha saktaha chikirshur loka sangraham. So here, saktaha and asaktaha. Bhagavan talks about people of two different levels. Saktaha means people who are attached. People who are very much attached to activities. Karmani saktaha. And who, people who are attached to activities means what? People who are avidvamsaha, naturally avidvamsaha. Only ignorant people can be attached to activities. See, jnani, ajnani, vidvamsaha, avidvamsaha, all the people should do karma. But vidvamsaha will be able to do karma without any attachment. A karma yogi also will do his duty without any attachment. But avidvamsaha, ignorant people, naturally, do their karma, they attach to their karma. Avidvamsaha karmani saktaha. Because they have set goals to be accomplished, and they're attached, they're dependent on the results of actions, they're dependent on the accomplishments, achievements for their happiness and security. Therefore, they vigorously, they plan out and they work out their plans, they work, do their duties. Avidvamsaha, ignorant people who are very much dependent on the results of actions for validating their success, for their happiness and security. Avidvamsaha perform their duties, perform their karma, they deep, great attachment. Avidvamsaha karmani saktaha kurvanti. So Bhagavan is saying, Arjuna, Bharata, yatha kurvanti. Just as ignorant people are attached to karma, how vigorously they perform their duties, because attachment to the results of actions. So also, tatha vidvan api kuryat. The same way, the wise person also should do activities. But how? Asaktaha, without any attachment. The wise person should do the same vigor. He also must do the karma. Wise person also should do the duty, karma, vigorously, like an ignorant person, but without attachment. Why attachment? Why no attachment? Because wise person definitely is self-dependent. He is not even dependent on Ishvara anymore. He is not dependent on the world, not dependent on Ishvara, not dependent on even Ishvara. He is dependent on one's own self, because for him, Ishvara is the self. So self-dependence is, Ishvara's dependence is what? Self-dependence only for him. Therefore, he is a person of security and person of happiness. Therefore, there is nothing that has to be relied on this world. Therefore, Jnani is Vidwan, Asaktaha, is not attached. So, without attachment, Asaktaha, as a person of detached, total detachment, wise person should do what? Lokasangraham Chikirshuhu. Wise person should do without attachment, as a person who is desirous of doing things for the welfare of the world. Chikirshuhu. Kartum Icha Chikirsha. A desiderative word. Kartum Icha Chikirsha. Kartum Icha Yasya Saha Chikirshuhu. So Chikirshuhu, as a person who is desirous of doing good for the welfare of the society, welfare of the world, a wise person also should do vigorously without attachment. The difference must between the Ajnani and the Jnani, Vidwan and Avidwan, should be only in having attachment, in being detached. In doing, there should not be any difference. So, we have to understand, Avidwan can be either a Karma Yogi or a Karmi. An ignorant person can be a Karma Yogi, an ignorant person who has Purusharthan Ischeha, who is committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, who knows the value of Jnanam, and his whole total focus is on mental preparation. Therefore, he strictly lives a life of Panchamahayagyas and completely governed by Dharma. But still he is also, being an Ajnani, still he is attached to the results of actions. Attachment, what? Still he is aspiring for the results. He wants the results, but still he performs his duties, but he is, Karma Yogi is not dependent on the results of actions for his happiness, because Karma Yogi knows results of actions are not the source of happiness. That is why he becomes a Karma Yogi. That is why he has Purusharthanischaya, he is aspiring for Jnanam, he knows Atma alone should be depended upon for happiness and security. Therefore, with the commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam for happiness, but without being attached to the results of actions, a Karma Yogi performs all his duties, lives life Panchamahayagyas, specifically as a discipline, as a preparatory discipline, having his focus on mental preparation, qualifications required for the attainment of Jnanam. And as a Karmi and Karma Yogi, what is the difference? A Karmi is a person he may be a follower of dharma, may not be a follower of dharma, but definitely he performs his duties vigorously with a tremendous attachment to results of actions, because he is dependent on artha kamas for his happiness, security. For him, the goal itself is only artha kamas, but not moksha. He is a seeker of moksha in artha kamas. That is why he is attached. So having artha kamas as the goals, depending upon artha kamas accomplishment for his happiness and security, the ajnani karmi also performs karma. Whereas a jnani, what should he do? Jnani is no more dependent on happiness, anything else for his happiness and security. He is self-dependent. He is absolutely independent, free bird. Still, jnani also should perform. Vidwan kuryat. Katham kuryat. Asaktaha. Of course, naturally he is, see, karma yogi effortfully detached. And here, jnani effortlessly detached. Karmi is attached. And so, here, asaktaha, lokasangraham chikirshuhu kuriya. This is the important line to be underlined. Lokasangraham chikirshuhu kuriya. As a person who is desirous of doing good for the welfare of the society, welfare of the world, he must do. You see the Bhashyam now, Sattaha Karmani. Asya Karmanaha Phalam Mama Bhavishyati. So I am doing this activity and the result of this action is going to happen for me. I am going to reap this benefit out of this action. Asya karmanaha phalam mam bhavishyati. Definitely there will be the benefit of this particular effort for me. Iti kechit sam avidvamsaha. Some ignorant people yatha kurvanti. No, because see, unless there is some aspiration for specific benefits, there won't be enthusiasm to do things. So, yatha karma kurvanti, he Bharata, how they work in the same way. Tatha vidwan kuryat. Who is vidwan? Atmavit. See, vidwan means any knowledgeable person. The person who has, vid means knowledge. The person who has knowledge is vidwan. But here, vidwan means he is knowledge, he is a person of knowledge of what? Atmavidu. He is, vidwan means not a person of knowledge of any subject matter. We say, Sanskrit vidwan, Sangeeta vidwan, like that. No, here, atmavidwan, atmavidu. The knower of the absolute reality, ultimate truth, the only truth of the whole jagat. Upking is one's own self. And such a person, Atmavita, a Brahmajnani, a knower of the truth, knower of the self, that person also, why Atmavita does not require to do anything? A karma yogi should do. Karmi should do. Avidwan should do. No choice. But Jnani has a choice. Does not need to do. But still, jnani also should do. Look at Bhagavan's teaching. Atmavitu, vidwan atmavitu, tatha asaktaha. Exactly like, vigorously like an ignorant person, jnani also should perform. How? Remaining as a person of detachment. Asaktaha san. Remaining as a person of detachment. Jnani also should do. Tadvat. Now, tadvat kimartham karoti. So, yatha avidvan karoti. Saktaha karoti. Tatha avidvan asaktaha kuriyat. See, kuriyat, potential mood verb. Here, should do, must do. Now, Bhagavan, Shankaracharya explains. Tadvat kimartham karoti. Why should a jnani perform duties, even though he does not require to do, does not need to do. Kimartham karoti, why does a jnani, what is the purpose of jnani doing, like an ajnani? Tat shrunu, may you listen. Chikirshuhu, as a person who is desirous of doing, kartum ichchuhu, chikirshuhu is equal to kartum ichchuhu. So kartum iccha chikirsha, chikirsha yasya saha chikirshuhu, kartum ichchuhu. Ichchuhu means the desirous. As a person who is desirous of doing, what desire of doing what? Loka sangraham. As a person who is desirous of doing loka sangraham. Doing activities for the good of the society, good of the world. See, loka sangraha, even though literally we say doing something for the welfare of the world, what it implies is consciously doing, always doing things, keeping in mind the sustaining, maintaining the universal harmony, especially not disrupting the universal order. That's what is meant by the word loka sangraha. Evam loka sangraham chikirshoho mama. Are you all following? Okay. Evam loka sangraham chikirshoho mama. Atmavidaha na kartavyam asti anyasyava loka sangraham muktva tataha asya atmavidaha idam upadishyate. See, the teaching is for now. Not only ajnani is instructed to do the karma, even ajnani is instructed to do the karma. Loka sangraham chikirshoho mama atpavidaha na kartavyamasti anyasyava atpavidaha. See, I am desirous of doing something for the welfare of, I am desirous of doing good for the universal welfare. There is nothing to be done, even though there is nothing that I have to do. Similarly, anyasya atmavidaha, even for any wise person, a jnani also, there is nothing which should be done. But still a jnani is, jnani should be lokasangraham chikirshuhu. Jnani must be the one who is desirous of doing for the welfare of the world. So, lokasangraham muktva. Other than doing something for the welfare of the world, there's nothing which should be done for me, Avatara Purusha, Bhagavan, or for any other wise person. What is there for a wise person to be done in the world? For a wise person, nothing needs to be done for his happiness or security. Therefore, what is there for a wise person? What should he be doing? Nothing other than doing for the welfare of the world. What is there for me, Avatara Purusha? For me, nothing has to be done. Nothing needs to be done. Still, for me, the Avatara Purusha, for any other jnani also, Even though there's nothing which needs to be done, there's, what does it mean? What is there is doing for the welfare of the world. Doing things for the welfare of the world. Other than that, there's nothing which is to be done is there for me or for any wise person. This is what Bhagavan says here. Mama anyasya atmavidaha kartavyam nasti. But who are we? Aham chikirshuhu. Atmavit also chikirshuhu. Lokasangraham chikirshuhu aham. Lokasangraham chikirshuhu atmavit. And lokasangraham chikirshuhu mama anyasya atmavidaha va lokasangraham muktva. Other than doing for the welfare of the society, there's nothing which has to be done for us. Ataha tasya atmavidaha idam upadishyate. Therefore, this following teaching is, the following is instructed specifically for the wise person, that atmavid. What should Atmavit do? Oh, suppose, imagine, Atmavit, Swamiji used to teach, make fun of this, no, when he was teaching this. People come attend these Vedanta classes, few classes, and they half-baked knowledge. You know, I'm Atma, we don't need to do anything. And some people go and tell, you know, these rituals are useless, we have to only study Shastram, don't perform these performing pujas and practicing meditation or going to temples. These are all useless things, you know. And people, the half-baked knowledge with this, they confuse people. You need only jnanam for moksha. Don't only study Vedanta. And don't value other things. They're all useless. See, if a person is ready only for Vedanta Shravanam, definitely he can give up everything and he can listen. But we have no right to go and confuse people who are still interested in all those things. It's maha papa karma. Because people have to be always placed in the right track. See, how much patience a mother would have when her child sits now and there. And to keep her entertained and engaged, mother happily gives all colorful crayons and sits and spends time with her, making her do the lines. Useless. There's no benefit for mother. But still, she knows the value of the time she's spending. Why? She with patience sits there, make the child hold the pencil and write the line, all that the child, because the mother's interest is in the growth of the child. Be very careful. The child's well-being is all well-being, wellness, the growth is in the mind of its mother. That is why tremendous patience to sit with one's child who has to do basic lines with the crayons. The same way Shruti Mahata also, Bhagavan presents the same Shruti Mata's intention in this verse. What he says? What should a wise person do? A wise person, intelligent person who has the vision of the truth, and he is given this instruction. Na buddhi bhedan janayet ajnanam karma sanginam Joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan na buddhi bhedan janayet ajnanam karma sanginam Joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan. One should have the whole vision of Shastram one understands Sanatana Dharma as a mosaic of things, that one should be able to objectively validate everything that is prescribed in this, followed in this culture. So he says here, Ajnanam Karma Sanginam, who are ignorant people naturally, is very natural for the whole world of the entire humanity to be ignorant. Because we are born in this world, we are Ajnanis only. So most majority of the people, or about 99.9% of the society, are ignorant people only. So Ajnaha. And Ajnaha, being ignorant, choicelessly, helplessly, we are very much attached to karma. Karma Sanginaha. Karmani Sangaha Yesham. Karmani Sangaha Yasya Saka Karma Sanghi. Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Karmani Sangaha Yesham Te Karma Sanginaha. Plural word. Karma Sanghi, Karma Sanginau, Karma Sanginaha. Tesham Karma Sanginam. What does it mean? So those people who are still ignorant, thereby who are choicelessly very much attached to everything they are doing, activities, such people, buddhi bedam na janayet, one should not any confusion. Buddhi bedaha means shaking or disturbing. Bedaha means buddhi bedaha means shaking or disturbing their firm belief. They have certain understanding. I should do this puja, I should do this, I should do this, etc. And we should not confuse. So wise person should not cause any disturbance, not shake or disturb the person, ignorant people's understanding. Ajnanam karma sanginam buddhi bedam na janayet. And what should do? Instead of disturbing their understanding, instead of shaking making their interest, weakening their interest, vidwan yuktaha sarvakarmani joshayet. Sarvakarmani joshayet. He should encourage, he should make the person do happily. The josh is a beautiful verb, you know. Joshayet means making, one should make the person do enthusiastically. One should make the person do what the person is interested in. And Samacharan himself doing, the wise person should be doing, himself doing, himself encouraging, himself supporting, and he should make other person do. See, I'm not doing much here because all of you have read Gita home study books thoroughly 2-3 times and 4 times. I'm so glad, you know, there's so many years. Gita home study book has gone through all of you. Still it has yet to go through. You have gone through, book also has gone through you, I'm sure. So Swamiji is there in every cell. That's why I can go fast, like just for the sake of reading the Bhashyam. So sarvakarmani joshayet. Vidwan yuktaha sarvakarmani joshayet. Himself doing the other people's interest. And you must encourage and make other people do whatever they are interested in, especially the disciplines. This is the literal meaning. So, buddhi bedam na janayet, ajnanam karma sanginam, Vidwan buddhi bedam na janayet. You should not discourage, not disturb, should not shake their understanding, not try to, you know, weaken their interest, confuse them, saying things negatively. Instead, they should make them do their things of interest, himself doing the same. Vidwan swayam yukta samacharan sarvakarmani joshayet. Let us see the bhashyam. Buddhehe bhedaha buddhi bhedaha. Buddhehe bhedaha buddhi bhedaha. What is buddhi bhedaha? Disturbing or shaking their understanding means what? Maya idam kartavyam. This should be done by me. Bhoktavyam cha asya karmanaha phalam. This should be done by me. The benefit of this action must be enjoyed by me. Is the literal translation of this sentence. Asya karmanaha phalam maya bhoktavyam. The result of this particular effort must be enjoyed by me. Means I can't let go of the result. I should do it and I should get the benefit of this action. I should enjoy the benefit of this. This is the attitude of the ajnani person. Maya idam maya kartavyam. This should be done by me. And asya karmanaha phalam maya bhoktavyam. And the result of benefit of this result also must be enjoyed by me. I mean, the person is very much attached to the result of action. And as per setting a goal, aspiring for the specific benefit, the person wants to do things. This is how ignorant people are attached to the actions. That's why they are said to be karma sanginaha ajnaha. So Bhagavan says, maya idam kartavyam bhoktavyam chasya karmanaha phalam iti nischaya rupayaha buddhehe. Nischaya rupa buddhihi means what now? That buddhi with the firm desire, the firm understanding. Nischaya rupa buddhihi. So that firm desire and the firmness in doing, the firmness in enjoying the benefit. You know, firmness of desire for doing and enjoying the benefit. Is said to be what now? Nischaya rupa buddhihi. So, nischaya rupayaha buddhehe bhedanam. So bhedaha stili pullinga shabdaha. Bhedanam neuter noun. So bhedanam is what? Chalanam, shaking. So shaking, weakening their firm desire for doing and firm desire for enjoying the result of their action is what? Bhedanam chalanam. So buddhi bhedaha. Tam na janayet. Na janayet means what? Na utpadayet. So one should not produce, create, make any shaking of their firm decision, firm desire for doing and the firm desire for enjoying the result. So buddhi bhedam na janayet. One should not create any disturbance. One should not create any weakening, shaking of their already existing, obtaining the firm desire for doing things and the firm desire for enjoying the result of the action. Of whom? Ajnanam, of ignorant people. Ignorant means what? Avivekinam. They are people who lack discriminative understanding. They do not know all these actions are time bound. Therefore, they do not know the results of actions are time bound. And they do not know what they're aspiring for is timeless. And the timeless cannot be the result of time bound. Timeless happiness being it cannot be the result of timeless time bound actions. They do not know. They do not have any discriminate. They are not given to that thinking. Have a discriminate understanding of the time bound, eternal, ephemeral, etc. So avivekinaha, the simple people with a lot of ambitions, lot of desires, lot of aspirations, and they are karma sanginaha. So karma sanginam, avivekinam, ajnanam. So karma sanginaha means what? Karmani asaktaha. Karmani asaktaha, karmani asaktanam. Karmani, karma sanginaha means karmani asaktaha. People who are very much, eagerly attached to the activities. Always they let us do this, let us do this, let us accomplish this. Such people of such interest are karmani asaktaha. So karma sanginam, karmani asaktanam, avivekinam, ajnanam, buddhi bedanam, buddhehe bedanam, nischayarupayaha buddhehe bedanam, chalanam, na janayet, na utpadayet. One should not do that. So asaktaha means what? Asangavatam. Asaktaha or asangavataha. Asangavantaha. Asaktaha or asangavantaha. Sangavantaha, asangavantaha means what? The people who have attachment. Asaktaha are people who are attached. Karma sanginaha, people who have attachment. Asaktavanta, also people who have attachment. And people who have attachment means people who are attached. Why they are attached? Because they do not have discriminative understanding. Because they are ignorant. Therefore what? All they're enthusiastic about doing things, achieving small, small results. And they have simple pleasure of enjoying the results. Such people should be allowed, supported. So, what one should not do, what a wise person should not do, kim na kuryat. Not kim na kuryat, sir, kim nu kuryat. What should a wise person do? Buddhi bedam na kuryat. He should not disturb their firm understanding. He should not shake their interest. But kim nu kuryat, what should definitely, no means what should definitely a person do, wise person? Joshayet. Joshayet means what? Karayet. Joshayeti is equal to karayeti, causative verb. Make them do. If he has to make them do what they like, what they've already, what they're very much, they're firm in their understanding of doing and enjoying, which make them do. What sarva karmani? A wise person should make them do all activities of their interest. Swayam tadeva avidusham karma yuktaha. And he himself, the wise person, himself remaining as the one endowed with that action itself. Yuktaha abhyuktaha. Avidusham karma yuktaha. This wise person also, as the one involved in the same activity, himself do samacharan. Himself being endowed with that same activity, himself doing the same activity, he must make them do all activities of their interest. supporting their interest. I remember Pooja Swamiji, when people used to come when we were doing the course, when the first course and all, Swamiji was very perfect, in perfect health and energetic, Swamiji himself. And apart from class hours, the public used to, a lot of people used to come and meet him. And they come with a lot of, you know, people could come with the horoscopes, people come with the you know, seeking proposals for daughters and sons. They would come and ask for Swamiji's blessings. People come with their business proposals to ask, discuss with Swamiji, Swamiji, ask Swamiji's our guidance. People of different walks of life used to come. Now, auditors used to come. Sometimes I remember Swamiji gave very good suggestions even for auditors. Then they did not know. Because the clarity, the person, because Lokasangrahartham, when the person of vision is available, how clearly he could help people of all walks of life. Doctors used to come. Of course, Swamiji's guidance in these areas, not for treatment, but how to go about certain things. And the other auditors used to come, and ordinary people, simple people used to come. For all them, Swamiji never said, come attend Vedanta classes. No. He guided them. And he encouraged them. If necessary, Swamiji even gave other support also. He made them do things. He encouraged many social service, people who were interested in social service activities. Swamiji supported them distantly. Now, because he followed exactly what is conveyed by Bhagavan Krishna here. So, Vidwan Swayam Yuktaha, himself being endowed with the activity, himself doing the activity. And Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear, Vidwan is endowed with which activity? Avidusham Karma Yuktaha. Vidwan himself being endowed with the activity of ignorant people, himself performing the activity, he must encourage them, he must make them do all their activities of interest. This is the meaning of the 26th verse. Why? Because making the other person do is much more important than one doing oneself. And to be, this for all managers, you have to get the work done. Definitely, you must be doing it. I must be role model. Again, you see, and there's a knack. Always, you know, these important verse. One must do oneself. One must be able to make others do. When you make others do, not the wrong sense. Do making them, making others do, making others also, making others a contributive people. That's very important. This is very important for any wise person. Because the whole world will not be ready for Vedanta, come and sit without sitting under the tree. The whole world is people of different aspirations and nothing wrong. Anyone can entertain any number of desires, no problem. And wise people should encourage people to fulfill all their desires. Only one thing, important thing is we're always emphasizing dharma. Emphasizing the importance of dharma, emphasizing the important value of all these values. One should encourage anyone to fulfill any number of desires and to, by doing the needful in conformity with dharma. That is how the lokasangraha, that is how the welfare of the world can be sustained, the universal harmony can be maintained. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Avidvan means ajnaha. So yasya jnanam nasya avidvan, you know that very well. Ajnaha na janati iti ajnaha. அவித்வான் அஜ்ஞா கதம் கர்மசு சஜ்ஜதே. How does an ignorant person remains attached to his activities? Why does anyone or any ignorant person is involved in activities? See, Bhagavan shows helplessness and choicelessness of having to involve oneself in the activities. The main reason, what is karma, is explained here. Of course, we know one thing. Karma is a product of ignorance. We know that very well. Because karma is impelled by desires. No choice. And desire, as long as desires are there, activities, actions are choice, inevitable. And desires are because of inadequacy. Inadequacy is because of wrong notions. Wrong notions is because of ignorance. We know the immediate cause of action is desire, passion, and the root cause of desire is, the action is ignorance. Therefore, action is ignorance friendly. We know all these things. Apart from that, how being endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, every ignorant person is helplessly attached to activities, involved in activities. That is explained here. Prakrute kriyamanani gunaih karmani sarvashah ahankara vimodhatma kartahamiti manyate. ப்ரக்ருதேஹ் க்ரியமாணானி குணைஹ் கர்மாணி சர்வஷஹ அஹங்கார விமூடாத்மா கர்த்தாஹமிதி மன்யதே. சி, அஹங்கார விமூடாத்மா, த விமூடா ஆத்மா எஸ்ய ச விமூடாத்மா. த வேர்ட் ஆத்மா இன் திஸ் வேர்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் மைண்ட். The deluded minded person, because of ahankara, ahankarena vimudaha atma yasya ahankare mudhatma. What is ahankara? See, erroneous notion entertained about the self due to the identification with the body mind sense complex. And thereby, the one who is deluded is ahankara vimodhatma. So he is ignorant. Therefore, he entertains a wrong notion about this. He has wrong identification with anatma. Therefore, he entertains a wrong notion about the self. Therefore, he is deluded. Deluded means what? He does not know. Who is the doer? Such a person alone mistakes oneself to be the doer. He considers the self to be the doer. Aham karta iti manyate. He thinks he is a doer. Only a deluded minded, ignorant person, person who has wrong identification of the body, mind, sense complex, entertains this notion that he is a karta. Aham karta iti manyas. He considers himself to be the doer. But actually, all actions are kriyamanani. Karmani kriyamanani. All actions are always being performed. By whom? By what? Prakrutehe gunaihi. Prakrutihi is, there is Prakrutihi. Who is, what is Prakrutihi? Prakrutihi is another word for Pradhanam. What is Pradhanam? Which is another word for Maya. What is Maya? Avidya. What is Avidya? Avyaktam. What is Avyaktam? Avyakritihi. See how many words now? Remember. Avyaktam. Avyakritihi. Avidya. Ajnanam. Maya. Prakritihi. Pradhanam. I have given 7 words. Then more words are there. Okay, only 7 are enough now. All these words mean only one thing, which is potential, the power, unmanifested power. Unmanifested knowing power. Unmanifested power of the reality. Unmanifested power of reality is meant by all these words. And when the power is unmanifested, we say what is omnipotency. Omnipotency. In the one power, in the one power alone, the 3 other powers are there. What are 3 powers? The knowing power, activity power, and power of inertia. So, power of activity, power of knowledge, power of inertia. There is jnana shakti, there is kriya shakti, there is dravya shakti. All these 3 powers are undifferentiated. So, this power is jnana shakti, power of knowledge. This power is power of activity. This power is power of inertia. We cannot differentiate. So all 3 powers remain as one undifferentiated, unmanifested power. Avyakrita shakti, avyakta shakti is prakriti. But the power becomes manifested, when it becomes manifested, then the 3 powers are differentiated. As you can differentiate as well, oh, this is jnana shakti, this is kriya shakti, this is iccha shakti. So differentiation of powers is possible only when the power is manifested. When it then remains unmanifested, it is undifferentiated. But when it's unmanifested also, the powers are very much there in potential condition. Therefore, Maya is said to be Trigunatmika Prakriti, Trigunatmika Maya. That's why we say Devi. You know, is always invoked as Iccha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti Swarupini. So all 3 powers are one power. The Trigunatmika Maya. And these 3 powers remain unmanifested. One power, it's called Prakriti. But Trigunatmika Prakriti, Trigunatmika Maya. The powers become manifested and differentiated. The manifested powers are given 3 different titles. Sattva Gunaha is the title given to the manifested knowing power. So, Jnana Shakti manifested is Sattva Gunaha. Kriya Shakti manifested is Rajo Gunaha. Dravya Shakti manifested is Tamo Gunaha. What are gunas? Nothing but powers. Manifested power. Therefore, you cannot see the gunas through physical eyes, but you can understand the gunas being manifest in the form of 3-fold powers. And the whole jagat, the entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, and complex, being the product of prakriti, everything is what? Trigunatmakam jagat. The whole world is 3 gunas. The body is of three gunas. Mind is everywhere three gunas are there. The nothing is not, which is free from three gunas. But the proportion of gunas may vary from thing to thing, from object to object, from person to person. The proportion, the difference may be in predominant, proportionally. But all the gunas are there everywhere. And these gunas, that is why, not only the objective universe, objects of perception also, what now? Trigunatmakaha vishayaha. All the objects of perception are nothing but material. Trigunatmakaha means what? Material products. What about the body maintenance complex, which is also trigunatmakam? Which also product of material products endowed with trigunas. So all the body, mind, sense complex are triguna, trigunaha. Gunatrayam alone is in the form of body, mind, sense complex. Three gunas alone are in the form of the entire objective universe. Therefore, prakrutehe gunaihi karmani kriyamanani means all the activities are performed by the three gunas in the form of body, mind, sense complex. Simple answer. Okay. All the activities are performed by prakriti gunas in the form of body, mind, sense complex. Prakriti gunaha means, prakrutehe gunaha means, prakrutehe karyani, the products of matter, material products. Even the body, mind, sense complex is the doer of activities, but what does the ankara vimudhatma think? Ankara vimudhatma kim manyate? Ahankarta iti manyate. The gun person thinks that he is the doer. Means, I am the doer. Which means, he is deluded. He mistakes the, what is delusion here? Okay, mistaking the body, mind, sense complex for the I and taking their activity as one's own activity and think I am the doer. Why does he entertain I am the doer? Why does he see? Why does he think? Aham karta iti kimartam manyate. Because he mistakes the prakriti gunas as the self. Because he does not know. Because he is ignorant of the self. Okay. This is the literal meaning of this verse. We have to see something more about this verse. We'll see next class. The Bhashyam part we'll see next class. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.